الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق أرسله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه في القرآن المجيد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معد الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم، نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم. غوث عظم بمن بسر سامة مدد قبل عيدي مدد كعبة وإمام مدد قادر يمنا رعي يا غوثي عزم ميزنم دمت شيخ أحمد رزا خانط قطب عالم ميزنم بغيدا ببي بلا يفتاد قشتي ضعيفان شكسترات وكشتي بحق حضرت خواجة عثمى هاروني مدد كن يا حضرت خواجة معين الدين چشتي مدد كن يا حضرت خواجة معين الدين چشتي مدد كن يا حضرت خواجة معين الدين چشتي.
آمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. میرے نہایت ہی واجب الاحترام علماء کرام و سادات کرام اور معزز سامعین میں سے میرے سنی رضوی بریلوی بزرگوں، بھائیوں، دوستوں، بچوں، مختصر سے خطبے کے بعد اس سے قبل کے کچھ گزارشات عرض کروں، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سے دعا ہے کہ اپنے حبیب لبیب رعوف الرحیم کے صدقے و طفیل مجھے حق کہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور ہم سب کو حق سننے کی، سمجھنے کی، قبول کرنے کی اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed Ahl-e Bayt Ikram, his blessed wives, and all of his blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. We are thankful to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty has made us from amongst those who follow and commemorate the blessed Urs Sharif of the Grand Mujaddid, the great Imam, a miracle from the miracles of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, اعلی حضرت عظیم البرکت مجدد دین و ملت حضرت علامہ مفتی شاہ احمد رضا خان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. We are thankful and grateful that we are from amongst those who commemorate the Chatti Sharif of Huzur Khwaja Khwajgah Banda Nawaz Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'in Uddin Chishti Ajmeri Sanjari Alayhi Rahmatu Ridwan. We are thankful and grateful and blessed to be from amongst those to commemorate the Gyarvi Sharif of the King of all the Awliya, of that great friend of Allah Almighty, whose foot is on the head of all the Awliya, Huzur Shahinshah-e Baghdad, Mahbub-e Subhani, Kutb-e Rabbani, Shahbaz-e Lamatani, Huzur Sultan Sheikh Muhyiddin عبد القادر الجیلانی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. And alhamdulillah, ثم alhamdulillah, we are thankful, we are honored, we are grateful, we are blessed that Allah Almighty has chosen us to be the blessed chosen ones who commemorate the blessed Maulid of the most beautiful, the most beloved, the most handsome, the most fragrant, the most beautiful, the most perfect, the most unique, the most ahsan, the most akmal, the most ajmal, the most afdal, the most a'la, the most awla, the most bala, the one who is sahibu taji wal mi'raj wal buraqi wal alam, who is dafi al bala'i wal waba'i wal qahti wal maradi wal alam, whose jism is muqaddas, mu'attar, mutahhar, munawwar fil bayt wal haram, who is shamsu duha, who is badru duja, who is sadru al-ula, who is nuru huda, who is kahf al-wara, who is misbah al-zalam, who is shafi al-umam, who is sayyid al-mursaleen, who is khatim al-nabiyyin, who is shafi al-muznibin, who is anis al-ghareebin, who is Rahatul Ashikin? Who is Muradul Mushtaqin? Who is Shamsul Arifin? Who is Sirajul Salikin? Who is Misbahul Muqarrabin? Who is Muhibbul Fuqara wal Ghuraba wal Masakin? Who is Sayyidul Saqalain? Who is Nabiul Haramain? Who is Imamul Qiblatain? Who is our Wasilatina fid Darain? Who is Sahibi Qaba Qawsain? Who is the Mahbub of Rabbul Mashriqain wal Maghribain? Who is Jaddil Hasani wal Hussain? Who is our Master? Who is the mercy for the whole of mankind? Who is the mercy for the whole of the world? Who is the mercy towards the whole of humanity? Who is the mercy to the whole of the universe? Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, we are indeed blessed. We could not ask to be in a better place. We are in the house of Allah, remembering Rasulullah. We are in the house of Allah, praising Habib Allah. My dear brothers, you must forgive me. As Imam Sahib Qibla was saying, this is the first time I'm in Malawi, and I am unaware of any traditions or customs you may have or may not have. But one thing I am aware of is that every single one of you, every single one of you is here in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, the ayah kareema which I have had the honor to recite, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Almighty states in the Quran, and we have not sent you except as a mercy to all of the universe. Or in simple terms, O beloved, we have sent you only as a mercy to the whole of mankind. We have sent you as a mercy towards the whole of humanity, towards the whole world, towards the whole of the universe. My dear brothers in Islam, this ayah in size is very small, but in it the shan, the maqam, the azmat, the rif'at and the naat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is huge. My dear brothers in Islam, if you were to get all of the ulama together, all of the ulama from the whole of creation, and you were to get all of the shu'ara, the poets, from the whole of creation, and all of the ushaq from the whole of creation, actually if you were to get the whole of creation, including the jinns and the malaika, put all of them together, and ask them collectively to praise the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they cannot praise the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam like Allah Almighty has in the Quran. This is why our Imam Huzur Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his whole life he praised the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then put down his pen saying, Ey Raza, خود صاحبِ قرآن ہے مدحِ رسول تجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ. My dear brothers, if you read the Quran with the eyes of عشقِ رسول صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, with your heart filled with the love for the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, and you read like the ushaq, the awliya Allah have read, if you look through the sight of the awliya-i-kiram, if you read through the sight of Huzur Taj-e-Sharia radiyallahu ta'ala, if you read through the sight of Huzur Mufti Azam-e-Hind radiyallahu anhu, if you read through the sight of Huzur Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat radiyallahu anhu, if you read through the sight of Huzur Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz radiyallahu anhu, if you read through the sight of Huzur Ghawse Paak radiyallahu anhu, then you will see that from the alif of Alhamdulillah to the scene of one nas, the whole Quran is a naat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole Quran is a naat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ayah kareema, apart from being a naat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it also shows the pristine aqaid of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It praises the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It shows our aqaid. It answers many of the questions the Sunni youth and the Muslim youth have today. And at the same time, it refutes the aqaid batila of the bad madhabs. You will be surprised to know all this is done in this very small ayah. And you will be even more surprised to know that all this is done in just one word from this ayah. And that word, what we will look at today for the next 10-15 minutes, is the word Rahmah. Mercy. What is mercy? What is rahmah? The ulama-i kiram, the Muslim ulama-i kiram and the non-Muslim ulama-i kiram have written much about this. Mercy, what is mercy? And they have written that for a person to be merciful, to be called mercy or merciful, certain criteria need to be met, certain conditions. For example, the person who is merciful, the person who is showing mercy, needs to be alive. He needs to be alive. If he's dead himself, he's deserving of mercy. Like you see, our elders, when they pass away, we do a salih sawab, we do istighfar for them, we send them gifts of kalam, because they're in need of forgiveness. So the person who is mercy needs to be alive. He also needs to be present. If he's not present, how is he going to show you his mercy? He needs to be able to see with these eyes what the situation is. He can't be hearing from other people. He needs to see with his own eyes. And as well as seeing, he needs to be able to hear your pleas, your cries for help and mercy. So he needs to be alive. He needs to be present. He needs to be able to hear. He needs to be able to see. And he also needs to be able to understand. There's no point somebody speaking in a certain language where the person can't hear or can't understand. So every single knowledge the world has ever invented, the one who is merciful needs to be aware of every single knowledge, every single language. He also cannot be restricted by time zones and cannot be restricted by the amount of people. If 10 people come to somebody for a mercy, comes to a doctor, the doctor puts a queue outside and says, okay, I'll see how many people I can see today. The rest will have to come tomorrow. We can't have a queue system. So he needs to be alive, he needs to be present, he needs to be able to see, he needs to be able to hear, he needs to be able to understand, he needs to be unrestricted. He needs to be aware of every single problem which has ever existed and every single problem which will ever come. If you go on to see a doctor and you tell him your problem and he said, well, I've never heard of this problem before, he can't do anything for you, he's useless. He doesn't know of your problem. So the person needs to be aware of every single problem there ever was and every single problem there is and every single problem ever will be. As well as knowing the problem, the problems, he also needs to be aware of every single solution to that problem. And the most important condition is he needs to have the power, the license, the permission to show his mercy and sort out the problem. I could finish my speech right now. Because, not because I've had enough of you, not just yet. I could finish my speech right now. The reason being is if we look at this category, if we look at these conditions, the criteria I have just mentioned to you, a person to be alive, to be present, to be able to see, to be able to hear, to be able to understand, to be unrestricted, to be able to be aware of every problem, to be able to be aware of every solution, and have the power, the permission, the license, the permission, the strength, the power to be able to show his mercy. Every single person in this room is thinking of the one and only person in the whole of creation who fit all of this criteria, and that is our master Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Let us look at a few examples to back up our claims. What were the first conditions? To be alive. Hazrat Sayyiduna Fadl ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, My dear brothers and sons, Fadl ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala is that person. After the Zahiri Visal of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was the last person to see the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he left the blessed order. He says, when I was about to leave, I saw that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's lips were moving. So I put my ear close to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed lips. And what did I hear? I heard the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying, Allahumma ighfir li ummati, Allahumma ighfir li ummati, oh Allah forgive my ummah, oh Allah forgive my ummah. This is the mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala. He says, I came out and I told the companions, and we stood there in shock. Ya Sayyiduna Fadl ibn Abbas, why were you in shock? He says, we stood there with the companions in shock, shocked at the mercy and compassion of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the 3 days after the Zahiri Visal of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I was at the blessed Rawda Mubarak when a Bedouin came in. The Bedouin came in and this Bedouin is crying. He's reciting the verse again and again and again. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ Ya Rasulullah, we have been unjust to our bodies. Ya Rasulullah, I have sinned. And upon the invitation of the Quran which you have given us, Ya Rasulullah, I have come to your court. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Rasulullah, intercede for me. Intercede, ask Allah Almighty for my forgiveness. The Bedouin then left. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, by Allah, I heard from the blessed Rawda of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Bedouin, go, for you have been forgiven. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, meri chashme alam se chup jane wala. And Imam Utbi radiallahu ta'ala says, that I was sitting at the blessed Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin came in. He was crying, saying, Ya Rasulullah, I have sinned. He's picking up the blessed soil from the blessed Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He's putting it on his head and he's crying, Ya Rasulullah, intercede for me. Ya Rasulullah, intercede for me. And Sayyidina Imam Utbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, after crying, he stood up. He put his hands across his waist and with complete adab, he started reciting the naat of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه لفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. Ya Rasulullah, may my life be sacrificed upon the soil of your blessed Rawda. For your blessed Rawda is a place of peace, compassion and rahmah. And for those who say my intercession or the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is shirk, these couplets are still written even today on the blessed Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These couplets of this Bedouin are still written even today, that your blessed Rawda is a place of peace and mercy and compassion, Ya Rasulullah. And Imam Utbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, then the Bedouin left and I fell asleep. He says, I fell asleep. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came into my dream and said, O Utbi, run, go and find the Bedouin. Tell him that he has been forgiven. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashmi alam سے چھپ جانے والے.
سبحان اللہ.
عن سیدنا ابو درداء رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to us, when the day of Jummah comes, increase your salatu salam upon me. Increase your greetings and salutations upon me. Why? Because the angels bring the salam to me. So I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what about after when you pass away? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O my companions, even after I pass away. Why? Because Allah Almighty has made it haram upon the earth to consume the bodies of the Anbiya-i-Kiram. And the Sahaba-i-Kiram have also said that the durood and salam of the Ahl-e-Muhabba, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala listens himself. And Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I once went to the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, when you were very small and you were in your cradle, I used to come and meet you and see you, and I used to see that when you used to be rocking in your cradle, you would with your finger move your finger this way and the moon would shoot this way. You would move your finger this way, the moon would shoot that way. Ya Rasulullah, what were you doing? Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O uncle, I would speak to the moon and the moon would speak to me. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, from Makkah, could you hear the moon? Could you hear the moon from Makkah? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Abbas, what is the moon? When I was in the blessed stomach of my blessed mother, I could hear the qalam writing on the Lohi Mahfuz. I could hear the angels glorifying Allah Almighty under the arsh of Allah Almighty. What is the moon? Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, کہ چاند جھک جاتا جدھر انگلی اٹھاتے مہد میں کیا ہی چلتا تھا اشاروں پر کھلونا نور کا. اینڈ اعلی حضرت عظیم برکت سیز کہ دور نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان کان لالے کرامت پہ لاکھ ہو سلام. اینڈ سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, what does he say? He says, once there was a solar eclipse in Medina Sharif, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam read the salah for eclipse. After the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had finished reading the salah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I have seen something strange in your namaz today. I saw that whilst you were reading salah, during salah, you move forward like this, and then you move back into your halat of salah, and you carried on reading salah. Ya Rasulullah, what was the wisdom behind this? What was the hikmah behind this? Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, O Abdullah, whilst I was reading salah, I was shown Jannah.
Subhanallah.
In Jannah, I saw the orchards, I saw the gardens, I saw the fruits on the trees, and I thought maybe I should bring some fruit back for my sahaba. Maybe I should taken some fruit off the trees and brought it back for you to eat. But then I thought if I would bring the fruits back, then the whole ummah would have eaten from this till the day of judgment. Now if we think for a moment here, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is where? Medina Sharif. And what is he trying to bring? Fruits from Jannah. If the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has the power to take off the fruits from Jannah, then what distance is Malawi? What distance is Malawi? I want you to go home today. And I want us all to be begging for the rahmah of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Before we go to sleep, if we are asking Allah, oh Allah, Ya Rasulullah, bless us with your mercy and rahmah, then my job has been done today. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, if I would have taken the fruits, the whole ummah would have eaten until the day of judgment. Now if we look at rahmah, rahmat ki baat poochni hai na, to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se ko poochi. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that once I was very hungry. I did not eat or drink for 3 days. I had nothing. I was so weak, the bones on my face, you could see. I went out into the street, looking, somebody might see me and look at my state and take me home and give me something to eat. The heat was really hot. Nobody came. Nobody came, so I laid down in the middle of the road. That maybe somebody will come on a camel and see Abu Huraira is laying down on the floor. He said after a little while, when the heat got to me, I thought, even still nobody came. Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Abu Huraira is laying down on the road. He says, I got up and I started walking. What did I see coming out of a house? I saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and who came out of a house. He says, I was very happy. Ab to kaam ho gaya. He says, I walked up to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and who, and I remembered the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nobody should beg. So I said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Assalamu alaikum. And Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is looking down at the floor and he's walking. And he says to me, Wa alaikum salam. He doesn't look at me. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, so I asked Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Ya Hazrat, what is the meaning of this ayah? He said, I already knew myself the meaning of this ayah, but I just wanted him to look at me. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, whilst looking down, gave me the meaning of the ayah and went home. I was starting to feel really ghamgeen now. I heard some footsteps. Who did I see? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala coming. I thought, ab to theek hai, ab to kaam ho gaya. He said, I said, Assalamu alaikum to Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar was thinking about something. He said, he did not even reply to my salam. He said, I moved a little further and said, Assalamu alaikum ya Umar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala replied to my salam. I asked him the same question, what is the meaning of this ayah? And Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and looked down, carried on walking, gave me the meaning of the ayah and went home. He said, I turned around, Subhanallah, I saw the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala. Then I knew for sure, ab to tera kaam ho gaya. He said, I went towards the Prophet sallallahu sallam and I thought, yahan to ayat ka tarjame bhi puchne ki zarurat hai. He said, I said to the Prophet sallallahu sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I've not eaten for 3 days, I'm really hungry, I'm thirsty, it's really hot. I told Abu Bakr didn't even take me anywhere. I went to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he didn't even listen to me. Ya Rasulullah, aap hi kuch kijiye. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, acha, go hold of his hand, his arm, took him home. Took him to the home of Sayyidina Aisha to Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And said to Sayyidina Aisha, have you got any food at home? Sayyidina Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, food? And in our house, we haven't even had a fire lit in our house for 4 months. 4 months. Sayyidina Abu Huraira thought, it's not my day today. While she's thinking this, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we haven't got any food in the home, but just a little while ago, somebody from the Ansar brought a bowl of milk. That's all we have. Sayyidina Abu Huraira thought, chalo theek hai, aaj isi se hi guzara karna padega. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought out the small bowl of milk and said to Sayyidina Abu Huraira, O Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Today I'm going to do a da'wat of the companions. Sayyidina Abu Huraira is thinking, this milk is merely enough for me. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm going to do the da'wat today. The Prophet ﷺ says to Sayyidina Abu Huraira, O Abu Huraira, go to the masjid and see how many of my companions from the Ashab Safa are there. He said, I went, and I'm thinking in my heart, I hope today they're going to have a day off. I hope there's not many going to be there today. I went to Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and there were 70 companions there. 70. 7-0. 70 companions. Because I told them, the Prophet ﷺ ne aaj aapki da'wat ki hai. He said, they came home and the Prophet ﷺ has got the bowl of milk in his hand. And he's looking around the room for somebody to distribute the milk. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, that I remember the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that whoever distributes something, he drinks last. He said, I hid behind the biggest sahabi there. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is looking around the room. Oh Abu Huraira! Where is Abu Huraira? Said to Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Oh Sayyidina Abu Huraira, you distribute the milk. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is distributing the milk. And he says, I'm checking every single time the sahaba has drunk from there. And I'm noticing it's not getting any lower. The milk is not getting any less. After every companion, the amount of milk is the same. When they all finished, I turned to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was smiling. And he said, Oh Abu Huraira, now it's just you and me. Sayyidina Abu Huraira thought, I should just drink the milk. His stomach, his hunger was telling him to drink the milk. His iman and his ishq was telling him to give the milk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I gave the milk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, No, Abu Huraira, you drink. He said, I drank a little bit more, and then I gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh Abu Huraira, you drink. He said, so I drank a little bit more until I was full. I gave the bowl to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Abu Huraira, drink! He said, I drank for the third time until it came to my throat. No more space to drink anymore. I gave it back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the fourth time said, Oh Abu Huraira, drink! He said, I said, Ya Rasulullah, I can't even put one more drop in my mouth. Then I gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then drank. Look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was thirsty, who was hungry? One person. And the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fed 70. Allah Hazrat Aziz Barkat says, Kyun janabe Abu Huraira, kaisa tha wo jaam-e-sheer, jisse 70 sahibon ka doodh se muh phir gaya. This is the mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One person comes, 70 go away happy. Not 70, 71. 70 were the companions, plus Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And if you want to put all these conditions, all these criteria, into one incident, then you just need to look at the life of Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala was one of the first companions to accept Islam. Along with Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Khubayb, he was tortured, he was punished, he was persecuted by the Kuffar Makkah. And the Kuffar Makkah would tie the feet of Sayyidina Ammar and drag him through the streets of Makkah. They dragged him through the streets of Makkah until the skin came off his body. And they said to him, what do you say now? Denounce Islam. And he would say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So they whipped him. They whipped him until no part of his body was left with no marks on there. And they say to him, denounce Islam. And he would say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. They burnt him, they cut him. Still the same answer. They said, okay. So they brought his father. They brought his father Yasir. And in front of his eyes they martyred him. They killed him. Now what do you say? He said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. They said, bring his mother. They brought his mother, the first Shahida in Islam, Sayyidatuna Sumayya. Abu Jahl speared her in the stomach in front of his eyes. Now what do you say? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear brothers, we think we've got it hard in today's age. Look at what the companions went through. They said to him, right, Ammar, we've had enough now. We are tired of torturing you. We're only going to ask you once now. What do you say? So what they did, they built a tower. Underneath the tower, they got a huge pot of boiling oil. And they set it alight and they let it bubble. They hung Sayyidina Ammar from his feet, from the tower. And they said, oh Ammar, last chance. We're not going to ask you again. What do you say? Now Ammar is quiet. So Abu Jahl and company says to the man, okay, cut the rope, let him drop. They cut the rope. What does Sayyidina Ammar call out? Sayyidina Ammar says, Ya Rasulullah! Ya Rasulullah! Ya Rasulullah! The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is walking through the streets of Makkah. He is alive. He is present. He can hear. He can see. He is aware of the situation. He is aware of the problem. He can understand the language. He has the power, the license, the permission to show his mercy. What does the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say? Ya narukuni bardan wa salamun ala Ammar. O fire, become cool and tranquil upon Ammar. Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala who says, they dropped me into the bubbling oil, into the fire. And I just sat there while the fire lost its complete ability to burn. I was sitting there completely cool. What does Allah Hazrat say? Faryad ummati jo kare haale zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair-e bashar ko khabar na. This is the mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another thing to understand here, when they would beat Sayyidina Ammar, he would always say, La ilaha illallah. When he knew this is the final, I'm definitely dead now. What did he call out then? He didn't call out, La ilaha illallah. He said, Ya Rasulallah. This is the aqaid of the Sahaba ikram. They know that when we call out to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will definitely come for our help. See the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We can't understand it. It's impossible to understand it. And when you can't understand something, and you can't explain something, we need to go to the court of those who do understand it. See, there was once a man, he returned back to his birthplace, his village of birth, after 65-70 years, in the area of Pak Patan Sharif in Pakistan. Now he went back, and he's asking everybody, where is this village? I'm lost, I'm looking for this village. Nobody's ever heard of this place. Because he left that place 65-70 years ago. So now he's tired, he's hot, he's thirsty, and nobody's able to help him. Under the tree is sitting Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar, radiallahu ta'ala. He says to him, oh Babaji, what's your problem? What's the issue? And this man says, Ya Hazrat, I'm looking for a village of my birthplace. I can't find it. What is the place called? And he says the village is called Mahina Dera. It's a Punjabi word, Mahida Dera. Mahi means beloved. Dera means residence. The beloved's residence is what the village is called. Baba Fariduddin says, bas itni si baat, aap pehle hi aa jate mere paas. So Baba Fariduddin grabs his hand, and after a few steps, he says to him, there you go, Mahida Dera. And he goes, where have you brought me? All I can see is the blessed gumbaz of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Baba Fariduddin says, hame to yehi mahi ka dera ka pata hai. If you want to go back, I can take you back. He says, no, I'm fine here now. So let us go to the people, or let us go to the court of those jinka aana jana hai. Let us go to the court of Huzur Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat radiallahu. Ya Ala Hazrat, Ya Imam Ahmad Raza, what is the rahmah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And you will hear from the court of Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not just rahmah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not just rahmah. He is the jaan-e-rahmah. He is the essence of mercy. He is the sarapa-e-rahmah. He is the jaan-e-rahmah. He is the jaan-e-alam. He is the jaan-e-kainat. Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat says, ke wo jo na the, to kuch na tha. Wo jo na ho, to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat says, he is not just the jaan-e-rahmat. He is jaan-e-rahmat. This is why Ala Hazrat Aziz Barkat says, Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat pe laakho salam, Shem'e Bazme, Hidayat pe laakho salam. He says he's not just a Rahma. He's not just a Jaan-e Rahma. He's not just a Jahan. He's not just a Jaan-e Jahan. He is your Iman. He is not just a Iman, he is the Jaan of your Iman. Allah ki sartaba kadam shan hai ye. Insan hi insan. وہ انسان ہے یہ قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں اور ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان ہے یہ یا امام احمد رضا بری جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فضو کرے خدا جس کو ہو درد کا مزا نازِ دوا اٹھائے کیوں یا امام احمد رضا where is your جان سبحان اللہ جان و دل خوش و حرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا اعلیٰ حضرت عظیم برکت is telling us that the heart needs to be full with the عشق of Sayyidina Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. If there is no love of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in your heart, you can forget about Iman entered that heart. You have closed the door to Iman. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the jaan of your iman. And once you close the door to your heart for iman, then you're dead. You've lost the jaan, you're dead. You're summun bukmun umyun, you're dead. This is why when the kuffar-e Makkah went to search for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu said, Ya Rasulullah, if they look down, they will see us. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat Azim Barkat, what does he say? Jaan hai, jaan kya nazar aaye? Jaan hai, jaan kya nazar aaye? Kyun adu girde ghar khirte? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala is the soul of our iman. He is the soul of rahmah. He is the soul of the world. He is not just the mercy of the world, he is the soul of the universe. Allah Almighty, keep us under the mercy and rahmah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this world, and when it's time for us to leave this world, and when we are in the grave, and when we raise on the day of judgment, and when we are at the Maidan-e-Adal, and when we are at the Hawz-e-Kawthar, and when we are on the Pul Sirat, Allah Almighty, keep us under the shade of the mercy of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when, on the day of judgment, it is the time for the grand entrance of the mercy of the whole universe, may we all be blessed to stand in the rows behind the ghulams of the ghulams of Ala Hazrat Azima Barakat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and to welcome the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by reciting Mustafa Jane Rahmat pe lakho salam, Shem'e Bazme Hidayat pe lakho salam, kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wa ma alayna illa al-balagul mubin.